position, even sometimes comes and covers some of these wide receivers. Very versatile on defense.
Two wide each way. McKinney in the shotgun. Man in motion. Knox to the far side. Screen pass to the left. I guess you could call it a slant. And it's complete to Aaron Leffler for the first down, down to the 41-yard line. Move the chains, about a 14-yard catch and carry, and first down for the Red Raiders.
Harbor Beach and their coaching staff likes to go with a zone defense so they can always keep an eye on the run, and they put a lot of pressure on their defensive backs and safeties to cover a lot of ground. And Marlette finding a little gap in that zone with that quick slant by putting the running back in motion. Puff does not foul that motion guy all the way across the field, telling that Harbor Beach is in a zone.
Three wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Ethan Stover, still on his feet to the 35-yard line. He's to the 30, to the 25, and finally brought down at the 21-yard line by Brady Kirsch from the safety. A big gain for the Marlette Red Raiders. Move the chains inside the red zone. First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 21-yard line.
Well, a draw play out of the shotgun, 23, Ethan Stover. Mind you, the one that came off the field a couple plays ago on defense. Credit Marlette, they refused to give up the running game up the middle. Stover gets 2 yards up the middle and goes straight towards the right sideline and gets up that sideline for a big gain for Marlette, now putting on a good drive here.
A 22-yard gain for Stover. Gets another handoff here. He's backtracks at the line of scrimmage, not quite sure why. And he's going to be brought down by Jacob Wan for about a gain of a yard at the 20-yard line. Second down, 9 yards to go. First down marker is at the 11-yard line of Harbor Beach. 4 minutes remain for halftime. The Pirates still clinging to that 7-0 lead.
Well, Cass City just improved their lead, Clark. Sawyer Cuthrell gets in the end zone for Cass City, back from concussion. Two-point conversion was no good. And quickly after that, Mason Erla strikes for a touchdown. 21-0, Cass City leads in that game.
Screen pass to Hunter McGinnis is complete, but no gain on the play. Harbor Beach quick to bring him down. Tyler Vollmering out of the linebacker position brings him down for no gain. Third down, 9 yards to go, 3.5 before halftime. Marlette, a critical third down.
Oh, absolutely, but knowing where they're at in this game, this drive has been going very well for Marlette. They don't need all 9 yards on this play. They're clearly going to go for it on fourth down, so they're looking for any sort of positive gain, 5-6 yards, to make fourth down manageable.
9 yards to go, third down, and now we have a timeout called by Marlette with 3:12 remaining in the first quarter, or excuse me, first half on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Harbor Beach 7, Marlette 0.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in BedEx. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Facing a third down and 9. Trips to the left, one to the right. McKinney in the shotgun. Has a man to his right. Looking to pass, and the timing is off. His pressure came hard from the Harbor Beach front line and falls incomplete at the 4-yard line. Pass was intended for Tyler Ladd. James Shelke in coverage. Tip that one down, and now Marlette facing a fourth down, 9 to go.
Number 76, Adam Swartz, leading the rush on the quarterback, but that was a screen pass, design screen pass to the left. Clark was taken away by the Harbor Beach secondary, and a delayed slant. Tyler Ladd on the right side slowly slants and cuts to the middle of the field as a plan B in case the screen is not there. The quarterback had an opportunity to hit him, but threw it too high, and Shelke knocks it down.
Trips to the right this time. McKinney looking to pass. Goes down to the near sideline. Puts this one into the air. It is incomplete in the end zone. Aaron Leffler was the intended receiver, hit his hands as he had to jump up for it. Good coverage from Travis Hansen, turnover of downs. Harbor Beach gets the ball back and continues the shutout with 2:59 before halftime, still leading 7-0.
Ethan McKinney throws a good ball here on fourth down. He figures nothing to lose. He's going to throw it into the end zone of one of his favorite receivers in Leffler. The ball's thrown over. Only Leffler can get it. It's thrown above Hansen, who's got the underneath coverage taken away. Long arms. He jumps up to try and deflect the pass. It gets over his head just barely, but it's out of the reach of Leffler also and floats safely out of the end zone for a turnover of downs. Harbor Beach takes over around the 20-yard line.
And T formation. Kirsch hands it off to number five. James Shelke out of the backfield. Gets out to the 24-yard line for a gain of 4 yards. Brought down by Ryan Bauer, 2:45 before halftime, 7-0 Pirates.
Yeah, no matter what Coach Shelke throws at you, he's always got the wing tee in his back pocket when he needs it. His team has the 7-0 lead at home, 2.5 minutes to go. He dials up the wing tee. I think the plan is, Clark, outside of a breaking a tackle and getting a big run, he's going to wind this clock down and go into the half happily with a 7-0 lead.
2 minutes and some change before halftime. Second down, 6 yards to go for the Pirates at their own 24-yard line. It's a handoff to Puff, puts the head down and charges all the way out to the 28-yard line, brought down by Hunter McGinnis for a 4-yard gain, maybe even 5, sets up a third down, 2 to go. First down markers on this side of the 30-yard line.
Another nice gain out of the wing tee, doing exactly what Coach Shelke wants to do. Get 3-4 yards per carry, keep the clock moving, and a fresh set of downs here. 2 yards to go would give Harbor Beach all they need to get to the locker room with a 7-0 lead.
Kirsch is under center, 3 men in the backfield in the tee. Hands off to his third option, which is to number 7, Brandon Puff. Not much going there. Gets closer to that third down, 30-yard line. And we have a timeout called by Marlette. And it's going to be fourth down, 0.5 yard to go with 1:33 before halftime.
Well, I think Coach Shelke has all the confidence in the world for his offense. So it'll be very, very interesting to see on their own 29-yard line, 1.5 minutes to go, if he lets his offense try to take this half into his own hands, or does he punt it away and put this first half on the shoulders of his defense? Because Marlette does have a good passing attack, and two timeouts left, I believe. So they have the ability to get down the field.
I believe Marlette only has one left after this one. Harbor Beach facing a fourth and about a foot to go at their own 29-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. 7-0 leading Marlette, Harbor Beach.
Well, Harbor Beach has the opportunity to keep the ball in their hands going into the half. That's what I'm leaning towards Coach Shelke's going to do. He's going to give the ball probably to his hardest running back, known Brandon Puff. I think that's the guy he's going to give it to here. I don't foresee him taking a chance. The special teams could possibly mess this up, or a big lucky pass play beats them on this series. No surprise here. He's going to go for it on fourth down.
What about Kirsch going right under center here?
He certainly could.
Facing a fourth and a foot to go. It's a handoff, and he's going to get the first down. He's across the 30-yard line. The ball carrier, Tyler Vollmering, gets all the way out to the 33-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Brought down by Corbin Chisholm, linebacker for Marlette, moves the chains, a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 33, 1:28 before halftime.
Yeah, it's the right decision there, Clark. You trust your defense no matter what, but I don't foresee him putting his quarterback in danger. Why not hand it off to one of these senior running backs, let them get the first down? That's exactly what they do.
Staying in the tee. It's going to be... And he gets across the 35-yard line out to the 36, contradicting exactly what Dave just said. A brought down by Ethan McKinney, a 3-yard gain, second down, 7 to go, less than a minute to play.
You got to love the confidence, though, in his junior quarterback, not worrying about anything, just trying to get a big play for his team. But with 49 seconds to go, I anticipate his running backs to carry the rest of the carries here on this drive.
Cass City and USA have reached halftime. It's Cass City 21, USA nothing. Second down, 7 yards to go. And the right tight end, right side tight end, that'd be Jason Kafke, jumped right out of his shoes on that false start. And this is going to push them back 5 yards to the 31-yard line.
Unfortunately, in the T offense, when you are the end and you move, there is nobody next to you to cover up.